The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. But Thursdays, it's Trish Clark. But today, it's Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's back in town. And today, the 1st of February, 2024, 7:05 in the morning, and as usual, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Christina. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning, Christina.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm good. I'm just wonderful,
as always. You look great this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
For our listeners.
Yeah.
Out in radio land. Good morning, everybody. And Christina, she's all in monotone. Monochrome.
I was having a wonderful situation. I went to hiking on Sunday, uh-huh. And the cop stopped us because we was a bit speeding up. And he came to me. And my husband wasn't driving. He came to me and he recognized my voice from KCNR.
Aww.
So sweet.
Did you get a ticket?
No, he didn't because I was...
You were a celebrity?
I don't know. He just said, like, be careful because we explained we didn't know that we are not supposed to be, like, so close to the other car, you know, because in Ukraine we can, like, really drive close to each other.
Oh, you were tailgating. That's what they call
it. Excuse me?
It's called tailgating.
Oh, something new for me.
You got to give them, like, at least a couple car lengths.
Yeah, but it was really nice. I was not expecting that.
Oh, how sweet that was.
That just made my day.
It did. What special day is it?
It's National Texas Day.
Taxes? Did you say taxes?
Not Texas. Texas.
Texas.
State of Texas.
Oh,
state of
National Texas.
Texas
Day. Well, God bless Texas.
Oh, yeah.
All my exes live in Texas.
Can I go a little bit? Can I just take a minute here? Okay.
It's your turn.
So I would call her my bestie. I guess if you have to select one, we've been friends for a long time. Well, her mother, that's where I've been. I drove to Palm Springs, and her mother was living in Hemet, and so I went to her funeral in Hemet. Her mother's Mary, who is 94 years old, and her pictures of her growing up in Missouri, barefoot, you know, the farm, six gals,
yeah.
Farm, the Rourke family. She was a Rourke, excuse me, and a Baptist, barefoot in these pictures where they all worked the farm. No inside plumbing, no inside toilet. I mean, no water inside. And we think about that was 94 years ago. Then her parents moved to Long Beach.
Well, she grew up during the Depression on a farm in Missouri,
right.
Just like my dad did.
Right. And then they moved to Long Beach where she... their mother ran a boarding house, and all the girls cleaned and cooked and helped do that. And this would have been something that was where people didn't have money to buy homes. They had, 20 cents a day or whatever it was in those days. So anyway, just an interesting life, very close family, not Irish Catholic, but, you know, so it was a beautiful service. But I drove back and forth to Palm Springs, and when we talk about Texas, my girlfriend, who was in Orange County, diehard.
Yeah, she's a
Californian. She and her husband, both Orange County. I mean, he grew up where, you know, surfing and all that stuff. And they moved to Texas about 4-5 years ago. It was right during the onset of COVID.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about how much they love Texas. And everybody's always trying, oh, you guys should go to Texas. And we're like, we really like our community. But anyway, so that's where I've been. I drove, I can say honestly to all of those people that have asked me, I'm really glad I went, but I will never do the drive again. I say I never will. It was beautiful.
Not without me.
But it was arduous beyond, and my body is feeling it all today. So if you're looking outside, I kind of wonder what the weather is. Our temperature's going to be around 50. It's going to be showers throughout the week. I didn't experience it. It was beautiful going down. The only time I hit probably about Corning is when the rain started for me yesterday.
On the way back up.
On the way back from Sacramento.
Oh, it was. We had some really nice days.
Oh, yes, it was beautiful. So showers with a high of 55 today, if you're wondering. Looks like we may have new rainfall with about a quarter and a half of inch as possible, possibly, with overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls again with showers at a high of 52. Now, there could be some patchy fog tomorrow night, so please be careful on Friday night with our overnight lows of 39. Now, Saturday, when we go to the crab feed, just for those thousand people to go to the crab feed.
And the party afterwards.
You always know that you're going to park away. It's wet at the fairgrounds. So wear your Uggs, wear your boots. Please don't have your feet exposed. I'm just telling you. Because it'll be, our Saturday will be, our high is 49 and overnight lows of 36. So it's going to be super cold. It's probably going to be wet because there's chance of showers.
The blankie goes on the
horse. And the blankie goes on the butt underneath the chairs. We're going to take something with us to the, to the crab feet, where you'll be emceeing and we're, excited to be a part of that.
And our buddy Lee Luft's going to be the auctioneer.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So that's Saturday here in the Reading area with the overnight lows of 36 on Saturday. Now Sunday showers once again with about 49 and overnight lows of 40. 49 with our overnight lows of 41. Showers throughout the weekend, Monday rain as well. So just know, when you're looking outside right now, you're going to get a few more temperatures that are going to rise, but that's kind of what we're going, except for a little bit cooler over this weekend. The weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson. It's called Shasta Gas Propane, and it's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran always, always serving the North State. Well, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, now we just got a couple minutes for the break, so I got to hit what happened at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I talked about it yesterday, but the Record Searchlight had a story in it, and it's by Dave Bendit? Yeah, Dave. A day before the Tuesday supervisors meeting, Shasta County sent out a press release reminding residents to behave themselves during the public meetings. Didn't seem to matter. For at least the fourth time since last summer, the chamber had to be cleared of spectators after a member of the public lashed out at board chair Kevin Cry, who represents District 1. The meeting was interrupted for about 15 minutes after Cry ordered security into the room. Nathan Pinckney, our old buddy. Nathan's been on the show. He's called in, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quoting from the article here. Became angry during a presentation of whether the Shasta should caucus as a rural county or a suburban county in the California County Caucus. And Shasta is currently a member of the Suburban Caucus. However, Cry put the item on the agenda because he wants Shasta to be designated a rural county. Now, what's the difference in that?
I don't know. Share with us.
Well, one of the people from the staff said that, hey, when you are caucusing as a suburban county, there's more people, they're much bigger cities than us, and, you know, we get ideas and all that. On the other hand, it also has something to do, I believe, and I will check this a little more closely, is like salaries of the people that work there. And also, we're a rural community. I mean, we like to think that we're, you know, up and coming, which we are, and we're pushing forward. But this is kind of looking at a rural community, and they're saying when, you know, it will, you know, help with tourism, and tourism people are saying, well, it really doesn't make any difference. You know, people are coming in here. But the bottom line is, because you disagree with something that's happening, that's why you have your 3 minutes to come up and talk. And when you stand up and you disrupt a meeting, and it's not the first time. When you stand up and disrupt the meeting, all they're trying to do is bring some order back into the chaos that's been going on for 4 years. That's all I can say. But the people got to go along with that kind of stuff.
I don't know why we can't. What? You remember when they asked you, when Paletti was chief and asked you to be the moderator? Why can't
things were different then?
I know it. And it was pre-COVID. Some people say, I think Trump, I hear this all the time, and Trump is the one who started this. Well, it's been a bubble for a long time. I think a lot of people lost their minds before COVID. They just literally forgot about civility.
I'll tell you.
All right.
I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. Up until COVID started and the shutdown started, they never had any problems over at the county. They had a couple problems at the city before that, and the city handled it by saying, okay, fine, you want to have open comments is after we do our business. We'll have 30 minutes of this, and then we'll go into our business. And then as long as you want to comment, you can be here for hours. We'll stay here with you, but we'll conduct business first. It started during COVID, and there was enough consternation, anger, and all this. This is when it started. People just kind of lost the ability to let other people talk and sit there and say, okay, here's my opinion. And it's been going on ever since. And here it is, 2024, it's still going on. They don't have this problem in the city hall.
Why? So here's my point. Can't there be an appointed, like you would in a courtroom, like a bailiff? If you're out of order, you're out. I'm sorry. And well, escorted with a policeman, out.
There's that.
You have been publicly, you have been, the gavel goes down, that's it. You cannot stand up and yell.
And disrupt.
Out.
In my opinion, yes, it should be that.
Out.
You've got your time to speak, and you can address anything at that 3 minutes, as people have, they played Paul Harvey recordings, they've done all these things. I actually saw one meeting where a guy just put a, this is city council. He gagged himself. He put a gag around his mouth and he stood there for 3 minutes. It was great. You know, it was kind of like.
And on that note, we need to take a break.
Well, we do, but.
That's a good visual.
But the point is you're right. You know, if somebody disrupts a meeting, and fine. Then you're leaving. You know, come back next week. So anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. This is our bank. We like this bank. It's a community bank. Local board of directors, we know the CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. A lot of people know Matt Mosley. And they've been in the business 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home. With quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank, you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Kevin Cry does not know what California's governor will do. The governor presides over the planet's fifth largest economy. Huge issues, not local issues. He has LA, San Francisco, China to deal with. The last thing he's concerned about is Kevin Cry. This is Shasta County. Seriously? Don't believe the appointment nonsense. Ignore the lie.
Recall Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Good morning. How are you today? It is, my gosh, it's Thursday, and it's the first of February as we are rolling along. Of course, the Crab Feed is this weekend coming up. Super Bowl. I know you're going to think this is really weird. On the way driving, first stop is Sacramento. Next stop is going to be Sacramento to Palm Springs on Sunday, which technically seven minutes and 42. But it took me like nine. Did I stop for lunch? No. It was just stopping along the way, gas, stretch, you know, potty breaks, whatever. But anyway, it was a beautiful, you know, when you're driving through and you see, now this is when LA is beautiful, you know, if it could ever be in the Magic Mountain, that range, and then going through the Pasadena and then coming down. And then, of course, you know, Palm Springs, I didn't realize that, it just was beautiful. And Palm Springs always area, you know, so, it was just, I kind of lost track, my track. I go about the game. Okay. So we know that in February, all these things coming up. So, I listen to Mad Dog Sports. Now, we have, Sirius Radio. So all the way, don't ask me why. I think it just helped me with my company. I listen to the two programs before the first game that came on at 12 o'clock. And they do all the stats. They have people calling from New York. They have people calling from Las Vegas. They talk about the different players. And I went into, like, the scientific aspect of how these people bet the books. And how, what they think about the players, and if this person's not playing, and somebody would say he's not healthy, and blah, blah, blah. And it was so interesting, and then I listened to the entire game, so I had the visual of the game.
You had the audio.
Yeah. It was the audio, but it went into the visual, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so the visual in my mind is kind of like when you read a book. You know, you can see, mm-hmm. you get the characters. Yeah. And so it was very, very exciting, and I'm not really for either team. But it was fascinating to have the other two kind of not so common teams that were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I love the playoffs. Anyway, that's the only time I really get into football is during the playoffs to see who's who and how they made it to, you know, that's kind of a weak sister aspect of me not being a team, you know, supporting a team.
Yeah, well, I understand that. You know, it would have been, you know, the Baltimore Ravens and the Detroit Lions.
We were pulling for them, kind of, you know.
Yeah,
to say
I mean,
that
Detroit was, you know, I mean, the first chance they had to get to the Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes.
And you kind of like, you know, you kind of cheer for them, but then you've got Mahomes, who's been to the Super Bowl four out of the last 6 years or five out of the last, I don't know, something like that. And he is, Mahomes is older, and he got up. Somebody said, "Oh, look, Mahomes is getting a dad body. He's got a little gut on him."
A dad body.
And he goes, God, guys, give me a break here. Gosh. You know, Mahomes is a winner. He's just a winner. And then you get Brock Purdy, his second year in the league, and people say, oh, he's just a game manager. That may be he's a game manager, but he's also a game winner. You know, he gets the ball where it has to be to win the game.
Before football, if I'm not mistaken, Mahomes also played baseball.
His dad's a pro baseball player.
And he also played, was it basketball? But they just said, somebody was saying that when they stood next to him, this guy's a giant. He's 6'3". He's really, so built. Yeah, he's built. And they said he's just this giant. And then they talk about with these other sports that he's played, he's got an agility and a way to be able to move his body like other people can't. So that was interesting to me. Okay, atmospheric rivers, a potent pair of atmospheric rivers is lashing California with heavy rain and strong winds. More than 20 million people across the state are under flood alerts today. Storms threaten flash flooding in cities including San Diego, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland. Forecasts show rain up to 4 inches is possible in the coming days and could fall at rates that could exceed 1 inch per hour.
Okay, this is known as the Pineapple Express. And what that is, it builds up in the tropical Pacific, and when it lands in the western United States like it has, you can stand by it because it brings all the water with it. And the first one's going through, started yesterday, and is going to come through, and then the next one's supposed to hit on Monday. So, yeah, a lot of rain, and they've got a lot of emergency crews out in different areas to help keep the roads open and these things.
And be careful when you're driving. And I'm just going to do a little sidebar here about driving. You know, I had to have a word with my girlfriend that I drove from Palm Springs to Hemet for our girlfriend's mother's funeral. You know, when people are in the car as the driver, as the passenger, and they go, oh, I mean, that? I looked at her and I said, don't ever do that again while you're driving with me. And she was just going, oh, remember that time? I just about, like, my body went, you know, like it flushed out. So, you know, just be mindful, especially like when you're driving in this kind of weather. Just really, if you're a passenger, have an eye out for, you know, we're going to have with this kind of weather as well, storm drains that gather and downed lines and trees. So be mindful of that. Okay, one is big tech hearing is happening today. That's the first thing that comes out in the news with X, Discord, TikTok. And it's all about the products, the potential harms these products have on teens. The CEOs of Meta, TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X, formerly known as Twitter, testified that they are aiming to make social media safer for youth. I don't know how they're going to do that. But anyway, the hearing got emotional at times with apologies from two executives, including Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who stood to apologize to the families in the hearing room, saying, I'm sorry for everything you have all been through. No one should go through the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invest so much, and we are going to continue doing industry-wide efforts to make sure no one has to go through the things your family have had to suffer. Well, my thought is, you know what, get a hold on your teen's phone.
And
the same thing with classes, with the phones going in the basket at the beginning of classes. I know that there's all kinds of ways around. You know, nobody can say here as a kid, I don't think that there's not anybody on the planet as a teenager that never snuck around or didn't do anything that maybe was like what you tried to get away with. Maybe there's somebody in our sphere that was just absolutely did everything perfectly and followed the rule book. I don't know what their life would be like today, but
well,
no, anyway.
Here I am. There's Christina. She did everything right. Yeah. She lets police get her off because she's a celebrity. Okay.
Migrant arrivals. The surge of migrants in the U.S. southern border is fueling a humanitarian crisis during the challenging winter months. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has offered thousands of migrants free bus rides out of a state to sanctuary cities run by Democrats. And this is out of CNN, by the way. And the options given were generally New York, Chicago, or Denver. Many migrants told CNN that they
proud sanctuary cities.
They had heard that New York was too full, believed Chicago would be too cold, and thus picked Denver. But as crowds lined up the city to get food and shelter, the overnight temperatures are falling below 0 degrees Fahrenheit as they face life-threatening temperatures. The mayors of New York, Chicago, and Denver have issued joint calls for the arrivals of migrants to be treated as a national problem.
Well, it is a national problem. And why is it a problem? Look at the White House. Look at your president and his policies. Look at him. If you're having problems, I mean, everybody was just jumped on that sanctuary bus and said, "Oh no, we're sanctuary cities. We need to take care of these people. We want them to come across." So here you go.
Hey, when we come back
careful
from the break,
what you ask for.
Right. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about what they're trying to do with robocalls. And that's in the headline today, as well as a couple other things that we want
plus
to cover, but things that you need to know.
Plus Punxsutawney Phil
all
is
right.
Getting ready again tomorrow. Let's talk about him.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven, conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning here on the 1st of February, 2024, 54 degrees. It's raining outside. It's going to be raining. It says cloudy, but we know better than that. And this portion of the show brought to you by...
Hey, don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way. And we're talking about your windshields. You can take it in for free analysis. Now, you know, I know with my driving, I was in and out of cold and hot and cold and hot. We're coming into that weather once again that's going to be cold. So you go in, you got a chip, you turn your heater way up, and all of a sudden that chip turns into a crack. So go into Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and he will get you going on, what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take, and he is a master windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. Located at 3208 South Market Street, give him a call today at 241-8373 with 530 in the front.
Locally owned, veteran owned.
Yep.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Todd Jones was on our show Monday. And I asked Todd, what do you heard, you know, about being the new CEO of the Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, Todd, congratulations.
And he said, well, I can't say anything. And but I was feeling pretty strong that he was going to get it, and he did. Todd Jones is now the new CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
He was the former CEO.
Of the Economic Development Corporation, and of course, former Marine.
Yeah. I've always liked him. I always thought he had, even before he even started with the job with the economic development position, I always thought that he had a great command and his leadership. He seemed very calm, very knowledgeable, and I enjoy his presence. So I think that was a really good choice for the head of Chamber of Commerce to be someone like Todd.
Yeah, he understands the business climate. He understands businesses coming in here. It was a very good choice. He'll move them forward. Jake Mangus did a great job.
Yes, he did.
And then moved on, and now it's Todd's turn.
I wanted to talk about in the five things you need to know today, because I see how much has affected my parents. My parents say the phone starts at 5:30 in the morning, and while I was there, the calls were really, there were numerous calls that are, as soon as you pick up the phone, you know we're experiencing it, we go hello, and you hear the, you know, sometimes you hear and a voice, and it will be, I don't know what, but the FCC is looking to make AI-generated robocalls illegal. In the U.S., this, I, you know, like, yay, hands up in the air. The agency made the announcement on Wednesday after a recent robocall with an AI-generated voice resembling President Joe Biden targeted thousands of New Hampshire voters and his officials braced for the artificial intelligence to make it easier to spread disinformation in the 2024 election. An alarming number of robocalls in recent months have also confused consumers by imitating the voice of celebrities, political candidates, and close family members, the FCC said. The number of robocalls placed in the U.S. peaked at around 58.5 billion in 2019, data shows. Last year, the figure was closer to 55 billion.
Well, you know, there's numbers you can call to get your phone number off that roster. And if you want to hang on while you listen to the robocall and somebody comes on, and you tell them, take my name off your list. Or it says, if you don't want to receive this again, push 1. Now, I don't know if that works. I get all the time is, Google wanting update your business stuff. It calls here probably once a week at least. But then again, I don't answer the phones a lot around here. But your parents, yeah, I've noticed that they've gotten a lot. So maybe there's something we can do to get their phone number delisted.
They don't answer.
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to call, and they knew that I was traveling, so they answered the phone. But I was sitting with them. Let's see. I got in there on Friday. They must have had like 5-6 phone calls.
No, I think it's, I think it's personal harassment that you in these calls you coming in, and for especially if you're elderly like your parents.
And what if it's an emergency? I go because you know how some people just have their phone plugged in, but they don't have their cell phone plugged in, but it's not on.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way to get a hold of them. What if like okay, someone's in the hospital, they're not to be reached because they've been harassed.
Yeah, personal harassment.
All right, so the next one is streaming platforms. Streaming platforms crack down on password sharing. Disney's banning password sharing on its Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus streaming services following the footsteps of competitor Netflix. I don't know how they do that, but let's say, okay, so we were at a bed and breakfast a couple years ago, and we went onto the TV. And the people who were before us logged on, and we could see all what they were watching. Thank God it was a family. It wasn't porn, but they were watching these movies, and they did not log out. So we could have just been on their account.
Well, we could use their account, and that's what they're trying to do is, you know, people will share their account numbers with family members or friends so they can sign in from different locations. Now, Prime has started putting commercials in some of their stuff. And if you want to get, if you don't want commercials, you have to pay more money. And another $2 a month or something like that if you don't want commercials. No, I mean, you know, the end of streaming as we've known it in the past is here. All right. Tomorrow
Friday.
Is Groundhog Day.
Tomorrow
is Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil is going to come out. And if he sees his shadow and runs back in, it means 6 more weeks of winter.
Mm. Do we mind that?
Huh?
Do we mind that?
What, 6 more weeks of winter?
I mean, I do mind, but, you know, I'll take it because I love it when our earth is quenched. So, but, you know, and we're going to have we're going to have, you know, that kind of thing, a full lake, all those things it represents. You know, it gets kind of, with this kind of weather, it gets a little bit, when it's dreary day after day after day, it's for those people who have that affliction or whatever, that kind of, where they need sunshine or it can affect them, and that's why,
you.
Well, I'm probably borderline light on that, but I would think some of those people that go to Washington and Oregon and places that don't have a lot of sunshine
along
would
the
be.
Coast there. Well, why would they
there's
move
a name
there?
For it. There's a word for it.
It's called liberals. On Groundhog Day, many will gather in Pennsylvania's Gobbler's Knob. To eagerly await whether Punxsutawney Phil is destined to see his shadow. But if you look at this historically.
All right.
Punxsutawney Phil, our little marmot critter, has only been right.
I was wondering about that.
About 39% of the time.
Oh, yeah, but it's still a fun thing, especially after we saw the movie.
Which is 15%. Which 39% of the time is about the same approval ratings of President Joe Biden.
Groundhog
right
Day.
Right now. So,
is that still one of your favorites, Groundhog Day?
Though he has apparently seen his shadow in 84% of his predictions, he's only been right about 39% of the time. And yes, Groundhog Day. When I was in Bosnia and we were there peacekeeping, somebody flew in a copy of Groundhog Day because, you know, you're there for 30 days at a time and doing things, but people that didn't leave the embassy were, their days were boring. If you left the embassy area, they weren't born. So it was Groundhog Day. Now, Groundhog Day, the movie, people ask, well, how long was Bill Murray there?
Right.
And the director said he figured 50 years. So 50 years, he was there, woke up every morning to I Got You, Babe, and he learned everything.
The piano. He learned how to play piano.
He saved people's lives. He stole money. He killed himself several times at the beginning and the next, you know, and one time he went off the cliff with, he stole Poxitani Phil and drove off drove off a cliff. And if you have not seen this movie, it's hilarious and it's got a good message in it too. So it's called Groundhog Day.
It's very redeeming. Let's take a break.
And
speaking of redemption.
Of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping veterans, families, seniors, and business owners since she opened it up in 1993. We all know the insurance market is just so unsettled. You need somebody that has the answers, and that's Judy Maxwell and her team. Two separate teams, one for insurance, one for financial management. If you need some help, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation or just information about how to make the best decision. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
How can you not love this song? I mean, I will be honest. Thank God for Sirius Radio. I turned on somewhere on 5. I must have given a few truckers, I don't even care. You know, I had the sunroof open.
Yep.
I had to have the sunroof open so I could have this cold air. And turned on, they have a thing on Sirius at Studio 54. And it was just that kind of beat. And I needed to move my body. So like for about an hour with the Arctic, you know, the air blasting. It wasn't Arctic, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so... That was whatever you got to do in order to make, you know, that kind of drive happen. All right, so tonight, you know, Trish Clark is usually here on Thursday morning, so I wanted to come in because I've been gone for a while. But tonight's my show. It's the first Thursday of the month. I know it's February 1st on North State Now. I have two guests that I'm really excited about. First will be Seth McGaha. And he's bringing in the new advertising director for Turtle Bay. And we know the Turtle Bay auction's coming up in March. So Pat Karch and I are putting together a really very cool live auction item. I can't tell you what it is yet. But Seth's coming in because Turtle Bay is going to be launching something that isn't in the museum aspect, but he's going to be talking about it in detail tonight, as well as some of the other upcoming events at Turtle Bay. So he'll be on at 6 o'clock. So please do listen in, and you can always archive the show as well. Then at 6:30, I've got Maria Orozco coming in. Actually, she's going to co-host with me the whole time from a Reading Rancheria, and we're going to be talking about the event that's coming up March 1st, that's Barbie themed of all things, and we're going to be discussing what's going on with the Reading, Rancheria Community Fund dinner. That is always a spectacular event, and, this year, I think they're going to be giving out, thousands of dollars, which they do every year, but this year there's some added bonuses of things that they're giving to nonprofits. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. Again, tune in tonight at 6 o'clock. And there's my little promo, Carl Bott.
Well, if three Americans were killed, as we know, three soldiers, United States Army personnel were killed last weekend, and dozens more were injured on that Iranian-backed terrorist hit a base. And Joe Biden said they were going to do something, and I mean, he had told him before, I think the word you said was don't. Well, they did, Joe. And President Biden's administration leaked to the media this week. They're gearing up to respond by carrying out a sustained bombing campaign to hit those spots. So what's that mean? They've started leaving their bases. The terrorists have started leaving their bases. And they've said, we won't attack... We won't attack the Americans anymore. That's what they said. My comment on that is they shouldn't have been able to say anything. They should have been dead. Yep. We should have hit back. We knew where they came from.
Mm.
We've had targeting packages out. I mean, We've had targeting packages probably for 6 months about all these areas through there. And when they launched that thing, the next thing should have been is a stealth bomber dropping about 20 laser-guided munitions into that area. But we didn't. Now we're telling them that we're going to do this, and it's going to be sustained, and it's going to last for weeks. And they're going to be hitting the U.S. would target Iranian targets outside Iran, and the campaign will involve both strikes and cyber operations.
So when somebody's listening to this...
They've evacuated their bases in Iraq and Syria.
Okay, well, here's my question. Okay, so, you know, for many war-torn countries, they just want ceasefire. Just can we just cease fire? Instead of going back and forth, because you know if you go back and forth, you're going to just get worse every time you go back and forth.
And there's the fear that it's going to start growing. I mean, you've already got Hamas, who on October 7th came across the border and murdered 1,200 people, captured 200 more. And by the way, there's still 100 captives Hamas still has, including six Americans. And so Israel said, you're not going to do that again, and they started pounding them. So then Iran and their proxies, their toady boys, started attacking Israel, and they've been launching attacks at American personnel. We've got something like, I think it was close to 42,000 Americans in the Middle East in different bases. So they killed three, and it should have been an instant retaliation. Now, President Biden probably wants to say, okay, we're just going to show restraint here. We are going to go out and we're going to hit their bases. Hitting empty bases doesn't help. Just doesn't help.
I think all of us cringe when we think about the fact that there will be. It just seems like our world. You know, we see it. I don't know if it's people would have thought this 50 years ago about all the different areas in our world that are in conflict. Their borders are in conflict. Well, their ideas are in conflict. But bomb dropping back and forth, is there not a better way?
Yeah, for them not to do it.
Is this where we need better international relations, that we go in and say don't? Well, because we don't really have good international relations
right now. Do we have
right
a foreign policy in the Middle East? There's your question. I mean, ask President Biden. What's our foreign policy in the Middle East here? Last September, they said, the Middle East has been quieter than it has been in years. Well, and in October, it became unquiet. We saw something on the news this morning about the fentanyl crisis in Oregon. If you remember last year, year before, they decriminalized all drugs in Oregon. Well, they're looking at a 90-day striking at fentanyl because it has killed so many people. A guy on there saying, you know, when he said, I was an addict. And when I was an addict, I would go out and buy, Oxycontin for 30 bucks a pill. You can get fentanyl for $1.50 a pill. You can make it. You don't have to grow it. It's synthesized. And the state of Oregon has had a huge spike in deaths, as has California. 110,000 overdoses last year in the United States. It just keeps going up. I mean, tripled than what it was 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And Oregon had this bright idea of decriminalizing all drugs. They found out, you know, those chickens have come to roost. You decriminalize these hard drugs, people use them. And it's cheap. It's flooding across the border. You know, they say, well, it's being made in China. Well, the ingredients are being shipped to Mexico. It doesn't take a chemist to make fentanyl. And then being made and shipped across the border. In Redding, they just arrested this guy with 3,000 pills, not of fentanyl, but of meth. 3,000 pills. I mean, obviously, there's still meth being sold out there and being used, too. I mean, and when you mix meth with fentanyl or heroin with fentanyl or fentanyl with a horse tranquilizer, which causes a zombie-like actions of the people that are using it, and their flesh starts rotting away. I mean, this is just terrible. So, How do you prevent it? I don't know. You know what?
And how do you prevent it? Well, what would be the solution? Because there will always be a black market. There will always be tunnels. There will always be a backward way. There will always be dark guns. There will always be drugs. How do you stop it?
Well, we've only got 30 seconds left in this segment.
I don't know if you stop it, but how do you clamp down on it?
One thing is you try to cut the supply as much as possible. And the only way you're going to do that is to keep it from coming across the border. So figure out, you know, we've lost the war on drugs. Now we've got to do is try to recover as much as we can of our society. And we'll be right back after the news.
Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden reportedly plans to issue an executive order imposing sanctions on any Israeli settlers involved in attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank, the aftermath of the terror attack on Israel in October. That's according to multiple White House sources speaking with the AP. In an unusual show of bipartisanship, tax relief has cleared the House, getting support from both sides of the aisle.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up. But it passed the House 357-70. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Congress calls social media leaders on the carpet for the harm done to children using their platforms, impressionable kids driven to suicide in the most extreme cases. Some victims of loved ones in the audience at yesterday's hearing. Republican Senator Josh Hawley pushed Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize to the grieving families.
Would you like to do so now? Well, they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
And Zuckerberg did stand up. He turned around and apologized. For the second time in 24 hours, the U.S. hit Houthi rebel targets in Yemen, taking out some drones reportedly being ready to be launched at commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The Dow down 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
U.S. operatives reportedly paid a secret visit to Venezuela, building drug cases against that country's leadership.
The memo obtained by the Associated Press says the U.S. acknowledged that the years-long covert operation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration was arguably a violation of international law. The 15-page 2018 memo reads, "It is necessary to conduct this operation unilaterally and without notifying Venezuelan officials. Operation Money Badger targeted dozens of people, including Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and one of his closest allies, Alex Saab, the businessman recently freed in a prisoner swap with the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Inflation is on the decline in Europe. The official figure released this morning, 2.8%. The decline fueling some speculation that it might soon be time for the European Central Bank to start cutting interest rates. News and analysis at townhall.com. Donations pouring in after a Jackie Robinson statue was stolen in Wichita.
The donations come on what would have been the 105th birthday of the first player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier. The total raised just through one online fundraiser surpassed $145,000, well in excess of the estimated $75,000 value of the bronze statue that was cut from its base at a park in Wichita, Kansas. Bob Lutz, the executive director of the Little League nonprofit that commissioned the sculpture, said the money raised can enhance some of its programming and facilities. Keith Peters reporting.
Elon Musk wants Tesla's investors to decide on moving the company's corporate listing to Texas after a Delaware court decided he shouldn't get a multi-billion-dollar pay package. The EV company CEO says Tesla will have the shareholders vote on whether to switch the corporate registration to Texas, where its physical headquarters is. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Hop onto that and you can listen to us no matter where you go. On your phone or your computer. Christina's in there. Hello, Christina.
Good morning.
Our Ukrainian princess. We've already heard it's National Texas Day.
But so. Also it's National Freedom Day, so maybe...
Oh, well, see, it's National Texas
Let
Day
freedom
and
ring.
Freedom Day at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, freedom!
Right.
Yep, love it.
Today, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m. with a high near 55. Looks like we're going to have new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of inch. That's possible. Tonight's showers... possibly a thunderstorm with overnight lows of about 44. Now, here's what you need to look for. This weekend, we are going to have lower temperatures. Friday night will be 39 and Saturday night 36. As we're there at the crab feed in Anderson, chance of showers and patchy fog. Do be careful with those, you know, how the fog gets kind of lays low there. So that's on Saturday night, again, 36. So if it's wet and it's cold, please, if you're listening to this and you're going to the crab feed, make sure you've got your feet covered. You bring a towel or a blanket or something because it's going to be chilly inside that, you know, where the fairgrounds are. Sunday, 49 with overnight lows of 41. There's a little bit of a forecast here, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. In Anderson, senior and veteran discounts always available, 365-3793.
And if it's the first Thursday of the month, it must be time for Doug Jenke, unless I find ways to bump him to other days, who also is on every other Sunday with Nick Gardner.
And I'm sorry, Trish isn't here.
Poke the hornet's nest. Yeah, and, you know, Trish is on assignment today.
She likes to, what's the word I want to say, barb?
Banter.
She likes to banter and barb and all those things with you.
Yes. Well, I mean, Carl is actually just lied on radio. He says he reschedules me every time I get kicked off. I go, you want me to come back? He says, absolutely not. No.
I say, when are you out of town? He gives me the one day he's out of town. I go, that was the day.
Dang it. I hate when that happens.
So it's Thursday, and Trish isn't here. What is it that you came on today
that's
burning?
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
what do you want to talk about?
I left Reading in 2019 to move up to Shingletucky, where the dogs talk and the people bark.
I love it.
And I came into town today. I did not realize we had become such a big city. Crying out loud, I was stopped before Park Marina off-ramp on 44. I'm like, when did that happen?
You're up in Shingletown?
Yeah, I live on the Wild Horse Sanctuary.
Okay, so we want to talk a little bit more about that, because it's all coming clear to me now.
Yeah, well, you know, Carl's heard all about it, and then when Trish and I are on, Carl just raises his hand to shut my mic off. So, you know, we'll try to have a good conversation.
We'll do
today.
That again.
Christina knows that if the hand comes up, his mic goes off.
So you live on
We live on. My wife is the operations manager, and as part of that position, we have a house that we live on, and we feed. Well, we have a ranch hand now that's doing that works for us 2 days a week. So he and my wife feed 240 wild animals every Tuesday and Wednesday, but then that leaves Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and so my wife and I actually feed 240 animals every day before about 9:30.
Yeah. Now, I was just out there. Y'all had a fundraiser, and I was pleasantly surprised about how many people came out there that day.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to go out there and support it and have my hot dog and, you know, look at the horses and all this. Bought a bareback pad for you that day.
Now, when you – go ahead.
Most of the horses were down.
Yes.
And so you feed them there because there's not enough grazing up where they are, and the rest of the, I mean, the area is huge.
Well, I mean, the sanctuary itself is a total of 5,000 acres. Wow. Yeah. So they can roam. I mean, where we live, we can look at a mountain and look as far as we can to the left about 3 miles, and you're still on the sanctuary. And so right now it's muddy. Nothing's growing because of the weather. So we will feed until probably the end of March, maybe beginning of April. And by then the 5,000 acres has got its grass. And so we're right now rotating between three fields. Feeding, but I mean, we've got a giant old military, tractor that we feed on. This big, I mean, giant thing. And it's like axle deep in the mud right now. So we move around to try and, you know, feed them. But yeah, when there was open house, we brought them down. But normally speaking, once they're done eating, they're up in the hills. They're gone on 5,000 acres.
Because there is, I've noticed that, you know, with the rain, there is grass growing.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's just the first, amount. And up in Shingletown, you can get a storm and that's it. I've always wondered because we always try to find hay.
Yeah.
And, the cost of hay has gone up astronomically. If for people that don't know that,
I mean,
it ranges from $13 a bale if you pick it up way, you know, away from here, to $24 a bale plus delivery charges.
Yep,
just for regular hay. What do y'all buy by? You must buy by the ton.
Well, I mean, I don't know the sources, but I know we get something from up near Fall River. We get stuff down by Willows. We use rice straw to put the hay on, because horses, believe it or not, are very stupid animals. They step and poo and pee on the food. So if you don't put rice straw down, they'll just mash their alfalfa and stuff right into the ground. So we have to go out and do kind of a bed of rice straw, and then we do that. And so we have, I would say, 8 truckloads, full truckloads with those big 4x4x8 loads get delivered. And so we have a giant barn that we put everything into. And so we just got the loads in, I don't know, a month and a half ago. And, I mean, it fills up almost 100-foot-long barn by about 80-foot wide to the top of about 25 feet. So imagine that much hay. And we go through it. By the time we get to April, it's getting down because now we don't feed them. We only feed the saddle horses. So we've got about, I don't know, 18 saddle horses, some in retirement phase, some that are still quote-unquote rideable. But since the old shamdemic, we haven't been able to do rides. And now with insurance in California, it's being a pain in the butt. They just got their insurance back, so they're looking for ways to do rides again, but not the overnight stuff. Unfortunately, the country is not the best place to have an untended camp because there's a beautiful place that we used to take people up to and spend the night and everything else. But with the shamdemic, everybody was locked down, so we had nobody going up there except for tweakers, and they managed to pillage and rob everything from this camp.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we are looking at for different avenues now to move forward and do, like, day rides. And I mean, because you can ride – it depends on the weather back in the day. If it was rainy, windy, they could do a ride in 2 hours and get from the main compound where you were at, Carl, up to camp.
Right.
If it was a beautiful day, May-ish, June, late September, they could take 8 hours and never leave the property.
There was a friend of mine that I knew from Nashville that moved here, and I took on a very important job, and then found the Wild Horse Sanctuary and used to work at the Wild Horse Sanctuary, donating, volunteering, taking those rides, helping people with those rides, working on that facility, which I've not seen before, this is like 16, 17 years ago. And so when I hear this, that makes my heart feel sad because I know that that was something that people looked forward to, those overnight camping trips.
You know, that was their biggest source of fundraising back in the day. Diane Nelson, when she was younger and full of piss and vinegar, I mean, she was running two or three rides a week. And so she was having a lot of people. But like this, I mean, it still gets a lot of interest. People call Liz all the time and goes, when are you guys doing rides? When are you doing overnight? And we just have to tell them, look, we didn't have insurance for number one, but we've got that now, so that's covered. But it's just camp is not what it camp used to be. I mean, they stole an old stove. They stole all the cooking stuff. They stole everything. They cut through. If we had not moved the generator that we used just to power a light, that would have been gone. So, you know, the problem is we can't just go back up there and reset it up because it will go again. So we're just looking for new ways to do it. And we have, I believe Lizzie said that she's confirmed three interns, two from France and one from Germany, coming in a couple months So we still get interns from all around the world.
It would be really cool. What came to my mind, and I know we got to take a break, is like to do like a real Western ride where you go up and you maybe have like a wagon train and people sleep outside in the wagon trains, under the wagon trains, just in a circle like where you have 10 people or 15 people around a campfire with the cook and the beans. Just like if you were really out there on a Western ride, that might be something that be, you don't have to worry about the tweet. The tweakers can't do anything there because you're on the, every day you're on the road.
Yeah. Well, we had a problem in 1906. It's called Mount Lassen, decided to have a volcano. So we have rock everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has available, has rebates available. And I say electric car, I mean an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike. And it can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Doug Jenke.
There's some people down the way that's thirsty. So let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury for any reason, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. Your employer wants you back. You want to come back, but you just need the treatment that will get you there. And something's happened. Insurance companies have a lot of lawyers. You need one that knows how the system works, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman is a lawyer with integrity and somebody that cares about his clients. Okay, we're here with Doug Jenke, and we were just talking about, because he's part of the Wild Horse Sanctuary. That's not what he came on to talk about. But it was interesting to hear that this camp that you used to have, that people would love, people calling from all over the United States to come up here and do overnight rides, is gone.
Yep.
Because vandals, tweakers, whatever, came in, and even with extremely sophisticated locking systems, they would bring up an electric grinder.
I blame the crime on DeWalt tools myself, because until they got the cordless grinders, they had to have extension cords. Right. And we had it really well locked up and, secured. And we showed up one day and the gates were open, which number one was a problem. You got 200 wild Mustangs roaming the property. So a gate open can lead to, problems. So that was already a red flag. Then we went up to camp, and they had taken a cordless grinder. DeWalt is just a joke for that, because it could have been a Milwaukee.
It could have been any cordless,
but they took the grinding, and they cut through everything.
Yeah.
Well, so
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And then you can't do anything, because if you rebuild everything back there, because it's out.
Yeah,
someplace, unless you're going to put somebody living there.
Yeah, with that.
We can put immigrants up there. We got plenty of them. We'll just offer them a free place to stay.
Yeah, they'd have to be. We would have to. I wonder how they would feel about having armed people up there that were armed. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about that. Say, hey, we're a sanctuary horse facility. Bring your horses.
No kidding.
From south of the border,
from Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, Doug, before we came on the air, because I've seen you. I'm not usually here on Thursday. I understand you like to, spar with Trish.
I love Trish. Trish is awesome.
And we miss Trish. She's been on vacation, and so anyway, she's otherwise what we've seen, on assignment on Thursday morning. So now I find it interesting that you played professional baseball and you were in different parts of the world.
Correct.
So this gives you I was in Australia for how many years?
A total of 2 6-month seasons, so 1 year I lived in Australia, Brisbane, Australia.
And you were in Europe?
I lived for 5 years in Rotterdam, Holland. That's where I met my wife. I was a bar fine. She was drunk. I had her to say yes.
And
then you shot me with a deer tranquilizer and took me across the border.
So,
there you go.
You've been in what we call socialized medicine.
I had an arm injury in Canada, and I only had to sit in the waiting room for 6 hours, but it was a $10 fee, so six hours was, I thought, reasonable in a town of 5,000 people. So, yes, and then in Holland, we went on vacation, and I was trying to fix in a wire on a little RV, and I managed to take the needle-nose pliers and poke right into my eye.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hurt a lot, for the
record. Especially since you're a ball player.
Yeah. And so, again, went to the doctor, the hospital, and it only took like 6 hours to get service while my eye was on fire. So I have been in socialized medicine, and I don't recommend it.
I've been in socialized medicine. I can tell you the time it worked was when I got to ride an ambulance in Croatia.
Yeah.
And was put in a room with two other guys that were elderly and dying, and while they were pumping fluids into me. And it cost me, I don't think it cost me anything. However, trying to get regular service for anything it took forever.
Well, I mean, I was in Canada.
If you can find a doctor that, you know, and not only that, the reason it didn't cost me maybe $40 for that ambulance and an overnight stay at the hospital was because their taxes are just horrendous over there.
Well, I mean, Liz's brother makes pretty good money. I mean, I'm going to say somewhere in the 150 to 200,000 euro range. And so he's very liberal and very into that whole thing. And he talks, oh, yeah, we've got free college and we've got free health care. And I go, Yost, what is your tax thing? He goes, well, I pay 50% income tax up front. Then they've got a 21% sales tax. Then their gasoline's $8 a gallon, which is mostly tax. And figuring that he's at $1.50 a year.
Wait a minute. How about the value-added tax?
That's the VAT. That's the sales tax.
The value-added tax is called the VAT tax. And when you're in Europe and you pay that, when you're leaving to go back and you keep your receipts, they'll give you that money back if you're not
living. If you're not
living in that country. But it's called a value-added tax. They put it on everything.
And in Holland, I think it's almost 21%. And so I started adding the numbers up. I said, Yost, just based on easy numbers, you pay about $100,000+ in tax. Glad everything is so free.
Yeah, well, that's why when we went back to visit Croatia, people that had worked for me over there had said they have two dry cleaning establishments, of which the government knew about one of them. Because everything was working on the gray economy over there. They were taking cash. They were paying cash for stuff. I mean, it was because they could not have an apartment, not a house, an apartment that they could live in with, you know, their kids. And the cars were expensive if the gas was so expensive. So if they had declared everything, they could not have lived a lifestyle that would have supported, two adults and a child.
Yeah. When you say socialized medicine, no, I've been in the system. I've seen it. If you have any elective surgery you need, you could be on a wait list for 18 months. So you blow your knee out. It hurts like a son of a gun. I'm using nice words here, but it just hurts like hell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not life-threatening. It's just you torn a cartilage or whatever. To get in to see a specialist might be 9 months just to get in to see him, and then it might be another 8 or 9 months to get scheduled to get the operation. That's socialized medicine. My wife blew her knee out here when we were dancing, and she might have had some adult beverages once. We were into Dr. Cross within 3 days, and within 6 days, she had her knee, the cartilage and everything that they found, fixed. I mean, so within 10 days, it was done, and we were in and out. And so there are, I would imagine there's some benefit. I had a friend in Canada whose wife had a kid, preemie, and they were in ICU for, I think, a month, and he had like a $5 crib charge. But then again, their taxes, you know.
Right.
Are incredible.
And so, I've been through our system because I just had an issue with an eye down in Red Bluff, and I saw a human being for about 7 minutes. I think I counted it. He diagnosed me wrong, gave me the wrong prescription. I left. My bill was $2,000. I was in Red Bluff Hospital, a grand total of about 35 minutes.
Well, and there's the other side.
So would you call yourself a conservative?
Yes, ultra.
Ultra. Okay. So were you raised that way? Do you feel like, before we take a break, do you feel, Doug, that perhaps seeing the world as you travel and they came back, let's talk about Reading, now that you're here in Shingletown and doing what you do. I'm curious, were you raised that way, or did the world make you see things differently in your world travels?
Well, my dad was a hard-working guy. I mean, he just drilled into us, you know. He went to work, worked hard, and basically don't ask your people to ever do something you wouldn't do yourself. So that's how I was brought up, and this goes back to old school. My dad was a retail clerk worker, and so he stocked shelves at night, or he was a produce manager, whatever. We would go with my dad all the time to work and help him stock the fruit shelves in Santa Barbara where he worked at a store. If he worked the night shift and we didn't have school, we would go to work with him and work the night shift stocking the shelves. And I was 12, 13, 14 years old, and we thought that was the coolest thing. So I was brought up in that mindset. When I graduated high school, that was Reagan's first year, my first chance to vote. And so I voted for Reagan. And just as I went to San Francisco State, so it's not like I just went to some, you know, right-wing, crazy mega setup. I actually was in San Francisco State for 4 years, so if I was going to be surrounded by liberals, I picked the hive of the bees. And I just, as I've gotten older, seen what's going on. And being in Holland, very liberal, which is funny, is they're very liberal in everything, but you talk about their money, they become conservatives more than Donald Trump on the best day. So just growing up and getting and seeing what liberal ideas are versus conservative ideas, I have tried to put one liberal idea that was worth a hoot to the test, and I can't find one thing that they believe in, pay for, support that's worth a hoot. And conservatives simply want small government, get out of my way, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, don't tax me to death, and let me run my business. And in the meantime, leave my kids alone. That's the conservative platform right there. That's what I believe in. That I don't know what's so controversial about that. I don't know how we got to the point where we are hated and people who are genetically and surgically mutilating little people, kids, and telling us we have to accept less than 2% of the population. We have to accept that trans and gay and all stuff is the normal way. It's like, no, the world for thousands of years came to existence through man and a woman. There's two sexes. Pretty simple. Again, another conservative idea. And we now are being told that we are the ones that are wrong, and it's like we wouldn't be here if we went down their path. There would be no kids because women and women can't, guy and guy can't. I don't have a problem with gay. I went to San Francisco. My friends in college, okay, I don't have a problem. But what they do with their family or their room, I don't care. But don't tell me what I have to believe, and don't tell me that I have to accept what you're doing for me to have a worldview. I've been in pretty socialized, liberal, you know. Back then, Australia was actually probably more conservative. I was there in the 90s, early 90s. It was probably more conservative. I mean, I had the greatest time. Those guys can drink beer like nobody else. And then Canada, I lived up in the fields up in Kindersley, Saskatchewan, which is up above Saskatoon down by Calgary. And that was a bunch of farm areas. They were very conservative people.
Well, I think when you get out of the cities,
yeah,
that you have a tendency to do that. And what we've seen here on the coast is if you're west of the I-5, you're very, in many cases, very liberal. And when you're west of the I-5, you're not as liberal.
Yeah, when you're east, yeah.
I'm sorry, east of the I-5, you're not as liberal. Got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice since I moved here. Never had a bad haircut. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, family-owned business. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment when I go down there, so I can kind of set it into my schedule at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by. And if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. So when you see Lucky Miller's, it's just kind of casually turn your head to the right, and you'll see it over there. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while Florivar Jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Kevin Cry promised to represent and protect all the people of Shasta County. So why were Sheriff's Department staffing requests repeatedly denied? Cry claimed to be committed to solving the homeless crisis. Instead, he walked away from one of the most effective homeless organizations in the county. He said he would always seek sound advice from professionals and experts. Conspiracy theorists? Are these experts? Kevin Cry says one thing, does another. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And good morning and welcome back on this first day of February. Wow, it's rolling forward, isn't it? We've got, you know, the crab feed, the Wednesday Place crab feed happening on Saturday. And then, of course, we know Super Bowl weekend's coming up in a couple weeks. The list goes on about the great things today. We will have our temperatures around 55 today. Looks like, well, the forecast calls for maybe a possible thunderstorms after 4 p.m. We're going to probably go put blanket on the horse today. And let's see, tomorrow showers, possible thunderstorms again after 10 a.m. But this weekend we're going to get down to 39 degrees on Friday and 36 on Saturday night. So just be aware of that. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Leading into our special guest today, just talking stuff.
Well, Doug Jahnke is being interviewed.
Yeah. I know.
Which is cool because there's things. Of course, one of our listeners said, your guest said that no one can drink beer like the Australians. I take it he has never been to Ireland.
I have.
Well, I tell you what, Aussies can drink.
boy, howdy.
Boy, they can drink.
Well,
and
you know,
they are a partying group.
Well, you know what's funny is back then I was actually in good shape, and I was blonde from California. So back then, being American meant something. And being from California was almost like a bronze statue. And I would just be clear, I was albino and my skin was pink. But I was in good condition. And the Australian men, God, I love them, but they are pigs. They are absolute pigs. Because in their world, and this is the joke, you know, it's beer, footy, telly, beer, footy, telly, woman. And so if you would just open a door for a lady, the other gender, the it, they, thems, if you just held the door open for them, they were just like, they didn't know what that was like. They're like, oh, and they're looking at you all like stuttered, and you're like, and then you say something in your English language, you know, in American. And they would respond. And the problem was for me is the Australian accent from a woman is like, it's kryptonite to me. I just love hearing them talk.
Yes.
But if you were just nice to the ladies, I mean, and let's be clear, I didn't go rape, rob, and pillage the locals, but the opportunities were there just because I was nice to these ladies. And the men were just pigs. I mean, when Liz came down to visit me for a month, and I had the greatest group of guys on my baseball team, we would party like crazy. But they didn't even shake Liz's hand. It was like we would talk, and they wouldn't even hardly acknowledge she was in the room. And so,
let me kind of build on what Doug's saying. Is that's why Marines, and you know, on their R&R from Vietnam, but also that ARGs, amphibious readiness groups, would pull into Australia. I mean, you know, if they were there for 7 or 8 days, I mean, it was like you're getting. They'd marry them if they could because we treat women differently. I'm not saying is that we're the best in the world, but compared to what the Aussies treated their women, if you buy them dinner, you're paying for dinner, that kind of thing.
Well, imagine you show up to a bar.
Australians used to just love America.
Yes.
I mean, you know, of course, during World War II, we had the 1st Marine Division was down there, which is why – and. They became such a part of their society that on the shoulder patch for the 1st Marine Division, they've got the Southern Hemisphere there, stars. And then during parades and things, you know, they'll be playing all the martial music. But one of those songs is going to be Waltzing Matilda.
Yeah.
Because of the relationship the Marines had with Australia. And Marines just loved going to Australia.
Well, and you know, the thing is you would go down to a drinking establishment called a bar, and you'd be hanging with your friends, and then you would see an attractive person of the opposite gender, the it, they, them, and you would give them a drink. You'd come over and you'd hand them a beer, or you'd see if they were drinking something, go to the bartender, hey, what is she getting? You'd buy it and hand it to her. My God.
Okay.
The Australians couldn't think of doing that. You're like, that's the easiest thing you could do.
And so, you know, things may have changed. They may have become, you know, a little more different, but who knows? But
no,
that's
I don't know.
The way it used to be. Okay. Let's move on.
Yes.
What stuck in your craw today?
Well, it's funny is I wanted to ask you because I'm imagining that in your younger days you were a complete badass because of your service. And Dick Durbin recently on the floor of the Senate, so this is public knowledge, and quoted and televised. They are opening loosening the pathway for illegal immigrants to serve in our military and after 4 years be given American citizenship. And there was an expose that I watched, and it was a group that followed. They went all the way down to somewhere, I think it was Argentina or Venezuela, somewhere in there. And this facility was only filled with Chinese people. And in their interviewing, because they didn't know they were being interviewed, turns out most of them were young, fighting, middle-aged males who were looking forward to come to America to join our military as members of the CCP. And so we're at the point where we've woken our military so much we can't recruit, and now we're going to take in foreigners who are here illegally to quote-unquote defend us. And as a military guy, what do you think about that?
Well, we've had that program. We've had people who did not have their citizenship, but they had green cards.
Yep.
In one case, it was a guy that had been an officer in the British Army. He came over here and gotten married, and he decided to serve his country as a Marine. But others that come through that, you know, serve honorably for 4 years, I mean, you know,
I don't have a problem with the program as it has worked,
but when you start
how it is going to work.
But see, this adds on to something else that we should be for, of. The Navy just dropped its standard.
There you go.
The Navy just dropped its standard.
Really?
Where, yeah,
a lot.
Back in the late 60s, early 70s, with Vietnam going on and the draft was still going on, you would have Marines that didn't had not finished high school. May have a GED, may not, but they would be enlisted. And what we found is the kid didn't finish high school. He didn't finish scouts. He didn't finish anything. His chances of finishing the Marine Corps were really low.
Yep.
Not all of them. Some of them became, you know, they saw the light and got their GED and became fine Marines. But the vast majority of them we ended up discharging.
Mm-hmm.
When they made that change, so you had to have a high school degree to get into the military, pass the ASVAB test, it was night and day difference.
Yeah.
Night and day difference. Well, we've reached the point where only 25% of the people that want to join, and that number is dropping, dropping, dropping.
Yes, it is.
Can even get in because of drug use, obesity, can't pass the mental test because even if with a high school degree, can't pass the mental test, okay? So the Navy has just dropped the standards to taking people without a high school degree nor a GED. So what's that tell you where we're at? Now, tie that in with, so we can't get Americans, homegrown Americans, to serve. And a lot of it started, and they're saying, oh, the economy is so good. No, we've gone through this economy before where the economy is real good, and we had no problem recruiting. We're having that deep problem right now. So now we're going to open it up to people who have come across the border. And I don't know what Durbin said, so I can't comment on it. I did not hear that. I read a little bit about it. But are we going to start allowing people in is, you know, because the military, you know, I love the military.
I know.
It's, you know, you're surrounded by great people. You know, it's, you know, they're talking about raising the pay again for everybody to try and get them in. They're paying bonuses. How many people can you bring in that aren't citizens? They're going to be your frontline troops. Is that going to be a problem? And that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, and then that leads me into my next question.
Then are we into a mercenary corps?
Well, and that leads me into my next question is, and first for the record, for everybody listening, I do not want a war with Iran. However, we have been attacked over 160 times.
Right.
Our military is getting pummeled with no responses. And I think mentally, the mental makeup of the soldiers over in the Middle East, at least, that's got to be frustrating that they have to keep taking body blows, and we're not really doing anything of substance back. And I think that also is playing into it. If you're a teenager getting out of high school and you're not sure of your direction,
yeah,
you're seeing our military getting pummeled and no, and nothing's happening, and you're just being put out there to be shot at. That's not how America works.
And then the number of people we used to get. Most of the enlistees coming out of the southeast, southwest, you know, maybe some from the cities, but, and that number has dropped dramatically, as has the number of white Americans who are joining the military. Why is that? Is it because of woke policies? Is it because, I'm not sure what it is. And when I say that, that was a headline the other day when I saw that, and I thought that's, where is that need to serve your country? And we're getting away from that, too. So when people ask me, oh, you think the draft ever come back? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Because, one, you can't pay somebody $60,000 a year to join the military, and that's his base pay. You know, your GDP just goes to crazy. Lower enlisted ranks get paid a certain amount. Many of them are on food stamps. So, anyway, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership.
I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:51 in the morning here on the 1st of February, 56 degrees. We're going to be having rain for the next few days, my friends, a lot of it, so be prepared. We're here with Doug Jenke, and we were talking about the military, and here's what I think the draft is going to end up looking like. We're short getting people into the Army and the Navy. Marines are still hanging in there, but, you know, dipping into their, you know, they have so many that they have to recruit, but then they have a reserve in there that they can reach into. I think the draft, what it's going to be, it's not going to be a wide, you know, wholesale draft. What it'll be is we're short 20,000. So we're going to draft 20,000 this year. Everybody's been signed up for it, and they're going to, it's going to be like a lottery. And if you were born this day, you're getting drafted. And it's going to cause all types of consternation, but that's part of it. What I, you know, wouldn't be ideal is you don't want to serve. Yeah, fine, you don't vote anymore.
No,
you know, and that's, I know, way out there. But
or
if you don't want to serve, then you serve the time in a jail that you can't just not serve and have somebody else do it. So that's what I think is going to happen in the future, unless something changes and we get, you know, if this country is truly, truly in danger and attack, you know, and all this, I have no doubt that all these people will come in to defend the country, but they don't want to right now, and they hear negative things from our government all the time.
You know, the one thing that America's got going for it, and has had going for it for many years, and it's the only reason the Japanese did not invade the West Coast, is the Second Amendment. And so we have 400 plus million guns laying around this country. Some of them are owned by liberals, believe it or not. So I'm not worried per se about something happening to us domestically. We'll get eaten up from the inside. We're in bad shape that way. But the messes that we get ourselves into overseas is where we need, you know, the recruiting. So it's going to be interesting moving forward if, in fact, based on Durbin's comments, that we're going to have a military staffed by immigrants who are here illegally, and in the case of the Chinese, are members of the Chinese Communist Party defending America. I don't see a good outcome on that one, to be honest with you, Carl.
Okay.
But the next thing I want to talk about, okay, because you brought it up, is the other day coming in from Shingletucky, as I approached 44 westbound, mm-hmm, I noticed a white, like, school bus. And I looked at it, and it was kind of ratty, didn't look like it was almost running. And I got closer, and it had Mexican plates on it. It was completely filled with immigrants in Reading. Now, I don't know if it stopped at Walmart, and it was parked in Walmart. I drove and took pictures of it. So fortunately, if they were armed, they could have shot me. And I looked up into the window, and it was filled with people who are not of the wealthy tourist type, shall we say.
Well, could they have been coming to work?
Well, I'm just saying, we are having these white buses, and we've had there was a quote from a lady who actually spoke to the Board of Supervisors that Nick and I on Poke the Hornet's Nest have played. Saying that in the middle of the night, a bus dropped off like 30 people, and they were homeless and immigrants. So, you know, the idea that Denver and New York and Detroit, or I think it was Detroit or Chicago, are getting immigrants, I'm telling you, they're coming through Reading in these white buses with whited out windows even. And I saw one myself. I've heard about them, and I was like, man, I really like it. Well, I saw one, and it was filled. And I don't know if it was dropping off in Reading, but it was parked at Walmart.
Well, they've also got, you know, and we go to Tehama County, there's a lot of agricultural workers there and all that. But you're right. There's a, you know, that's, I asked that the other day, was, are we seeing, you know, illegal immigrants coming to Reading? And most of the people are saying no, because there's the NGOs around here, none of them have reported anything like that. Now, could it be happening? Sure.
Well, this may have been heading up to Seattle, which was a great sanctuary city, I know. But I saw this bus, and I thought, there it is. I finally saw the unicorn in person, took pictures of it on my phone, and then I drove and looked up into the front window, and it was filled with people that didn't look like they were up on their luck, and they were heading somewhere in America to be dropped off, and the bus was full. So my guess is they're here illegally in California. We just gave them free health care, so why wouldn't they come here?
Well, $700,000, $5.5 billion.
Yeah.
So it was what the state estimated. It would probably be more. Now, you said something. We only got 3 minutes left. It changes the subject again. You were coming into town.
Yes.
And you ran into a traffic jam?
Oh, that's what I was saying. I'd stopped in San Francisco, for crying out loud. I'm coming in 44 down the hill off of I-5, and I see brake lights ahead. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Must be an accident. Nope.
Yeah.
Got to 44, Park Marina, and stopped, full stop. And it didn't take long. It wasn't like a Bay Area. You're there for 17 hours to go one off ramp. But I was like, wow, Reading is starting to get the big city problems.
Well, I used to laugh when I first moved up here, because they were working on the Cypress Bridge, and they were talking about the traffic, how horrible it was, and I was on the Cypress Bridge, and I never waited more than like one stoplight, and
yeah.
I was saying to myself, what are you talking about the traffic here? But after living in Reading now this long, I get upset, not upset, but I go, what's going on here? If I have to wait like 30 seconds to turn on the Placer Street because, you know, the lights changed up here and all these cars. I'm going, what's going on with this traffic? I'm starting to get, I'm a Reading person. I'm used to getting anywhere
in
10
it's
minutes.
True. I was just in Sacramento. And when I was there, I had to do some errands. And I thought to myself, and I came home and told my parents, it took me 2 hours to try to hit two or three places where I could have done that here in 45 minutes.
Well, I'm
just to get it in and out of traffic, in and out of, yes.
I'm a real estate agent, and so I used to get phone calls back in the day when we actually spoke to humans, and I'd get phone calls from people in the Bay Area or Los Angeles, and da-da-da, and they'd always ask me, so how's the traffic up there? And on occasion, I would go, oh, God, are you kidding me? It's the worst ever. And they're like, oh, really? I said, yeah, it took me 7 minutes to go from my house to my office. I could have made it in five. And, you know, the phone would just go dead. And they're like, 7 minutes? It takes me that long to back out of my garage.
True.
It's like that. And, you know, but see how you change over the years is like, God, are these cars never going to stop?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like 10 cars. And so you have to wait, like I said, about 30 seconds. And then you start, am I going to? Do I have room here? No. And then you think about it and you go, just relax.
Well, my biggest issue now is when I'm going either down the hill, up the hill, or down actually Shingletown Ridge or Wilson Hill Road, you get stuck behind somebody either that's decided they're going to be the speed cop and they're going to do 17 miles an hour up or down that road. And you're like, no, I got to get in. I've got an appointment. And you're stuck behind them and you can't pass. Well, you could, but it would be stupid. So that's my biggest complaint is I'm behind people doing under 20 miles an hour. And you're like, there's a right pedal. Just give it some gas. It's okay.
And there's no turnoff there.
And no passing zone.
And no passing zone. I'm like, oh, okay. I can do this.
Yes.
Well, I left Palm Springs at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I could miss the traffic from Palm Springs to Sacramento on Tuesday. What's today?
Tuesday.
So it was good until about 5:30, and then I got into it. Not a stop and go, but a little bit. So 5:30 in the morning, people are still on the road ready to go to work. And then there was another one. So, yeah, it's all good. I mean, we're so happy to be here. You have no idea.
Hey, tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa will be joining us, Congressman LaMalfa. And also there's a petition being signed to try and rectify the damage that Prop 47 has done to us. And we're going to talk about that, where you can sign it, and what this petition is for. But everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.